Bridget Broussard, Spider Everett, Ben Wood. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Flan, for want of a better name.
Hello.
Friday, how's it good?
How's it good?
Yeah, how's it good?
I don't know what's happening. Fridays, I'm a little bit, I think I get so full of adrenaline and excited about the weekend.
Mm.
That turns into energy, but it's a big dick energy.
What?
You've heard of this.
No.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that saying in my life.
Are you serious? It was all the rage about a year ago.
Really?
What?
Yeah, just before COVID.
I'm pretty sure that a year ago I wasn't all the rage, though, so I was off the
grid. So, yeah, no, you weren't the rage till August 31st.
Mm.
So it's true, and it's what it's called. I'm not trying to be crass.
Mm, Google it.
So they say that who have big dick energy. For example, they say Tracy Grimshaw. She even put an Instagram post up of herself saying BD energy.
Serious?
Yeah. Tracy Grimshaw from Tracy from ACA.
Yes.
Ben, explain it.
There's a hole in my education.
You just pretty much did. You're just fired up, you're confident, you're grounded.
It's about confidence.
About confidence.
So imagine if you're walking along and you're like Shervo and you go, oh, hang on, I know what's...
Mm. Yeah, no, it's one, Shervo and a woman.
There's no doubt about what I've got here. I'm confident AF.
I find it all a bit patriarchal. I do, and I find it all a bit Judith Lucy as well.
Big dick energy.
That's what it's called. But I think on a Friday, for some reason, I get all... You love this. We've figured out the spider is schadenfreude. Yeah. He is the absolute example. You get off on other people's misery.
Oh, it's so good. You do, and you are the biggest sarah I have ever met. Like yesterday, I went to leave these premises and I looked in the back of my ute and I found at least 30 plastic shovels.
Yeah, well, I just thought in case you wanted to do some digging around the gardens over the weekend.
That's what you thought, was it?
Yeah.
Just in case you need 30 plastic shovels in the back of your ute so you can have a bit of a dig around in the garden.
Funny thing is, I'm so used to Spider, and we do that a lot, is that as he's doing it and he's just finding these shovels and all the promo stuff downstairs and throwing them into the back of your car, I didn't even question it. We just continued with our conversation about whatever.
Time before he hitched up the giant trailer to my ute, which I found very funny. And the time before that, there's an old chair down there and it's been there for how long, Spide?
Oh, easy, 12
years,
months.
12
years,
months.
Years, yeah.
And I made the remark, that's a good chair.
Mm.
And then the next day I drove home and I looked in the back of the car, it was there.
And how is it blending into your house?
Yeah. I've actually just left it out on the front lawn hoping someone will steal it. It's been there for 2 weeks and no one's touched it.
Yeah, you never know what you will find in the back of the ute.
Yeah,
no.
But you know what?
What's going to be washed up in the back of the ute?
Yeah, and it's just fine with me. I put it out the front of my joint because everyone just collects around Mudra Bay. If you leave it out the front, someone will take it.
Yes.
But no one's taken it. It's because the back of the seat's buggered, and I reckon people have seen it and come up and gone, oh, that's a beauty. What a gaming chair that is. It's like a race car chair.
Yes.
Mm. And I reckon at least 5 local kids have sat on it and gone off backwards.
You know how you get rid of it? And no joke, the best thing you do if you want to get rid of anything on your front lawn is you put a price on it. If you put $50 on it, someone will flog it.
Is that right?
Yep.
Steal it straight away.
Because psychologically they go, oh, I'm going to take
that. That is your homework, Flan. That's your weekend homework.
I promise you I'll try that.
$50.
I'll put $50 on it.
And you can't lose because you could actually end up with $50.
Yes. And those other plastic shovels, I actually took to the local kindergarten. They're going to use it in the sandpit, so it's done some good.
That's a problem because we need them back.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Learn how to dig and hide evidence early.
Yeah, look, it's actually bullshit. They're all over your car. So, look, coming up on the podcast, we've got Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. We've got to the end of 51st Dates for Spider and Cherie.
Finally.
It's just trying to rekindle some romance between the two, because that's clearly there. She loves you to bits, but she wants some cuddles and she wants some hand-holding. We thought some dates might... If you had to give yourself a grade beforehand on romance, like a report card, A to F, what mark would you give yourself before you did the 50 dates?
Mm. Oh, look, if I've got to be honest, probably be around the E.
Around the E.
Before.
Yeah, maybe F.
Well, it's
just above a fail. Oh, you can't have failed because I've heard what Cherie thinks about you.
Yeah,
well, so Cherie's fair.
This is me.
She was in the other day and she said that it was more work to make the bed these days.
Oh,
so
I know.
It sounds like maybe you have changed your score to more of an F.
So what would you give your score now after the 50 days?
I think there's a few porky pies there.
Hey,
I don't think
his score is that he scored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, you gave yourself an E before the dates. What would you give yourself now?
Oh, do we need...
Yes, no. Just answer the question.
I don't know. E.
Oh, you say an E.
I don't.
Well, I think that might be right when you find out what the 50th date was that Spider had to prepare for Cherie. Please have a listen to that. Mm. And Bridge is going to take over Spider's spray this morning. I'm not going to tell you who she's up, but she's upper for the rent.
Thank you, Spider. It's very nice of you to offer me your spray.
No problem at all. Anytime.
And a big good morning to former President Trump.
Hey, good morning, Bridge, Spider, and Fland. You know, remember, I only agreed to do this interview if you promised not to censor me, because I've had it up to here with the cancel culture, okay?
Okay, then, how are you doing this morning, sir?
A hell of a lot better than your Attorney General, that I can tell you.
Hey, true that.
Before we get started, I just wanted to give you guys an exclusive update on my good friend Tiger Woods.
Oh, good, oh, yes, yeah. Okay. What can you tell us?
Well, I just spoke to Tiger on the phone last night here in Florida, and he says he's making excellent progress, which is really good news.
Okay.
So well, in fact, his surgeon told him that he should be back up and cheating on his latest girlfriend in no time.
Oh, wow.
So that's good.
So we do have to switch gears a lot. Last weekend, you made your first big public appearance since leaving office. Have a listen. This is just when you're walking in.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me yet?
And then you hinted that you could be running for office in 2024.
Who will that be, I wonder?
Now, you're not fully committing it to it, but your niece Mary Trump says that you're saying it, pretending to run in order to make more money through the campaign donations. Ooh. What is all this about? You're not being a little bit dodgy, are we?
Whoa, excuse me. Yeah. Pretending to run? Look, the only guy I know that pretends to run is Clive Palmer, okay? And maybe Plant. Maybe Plant, who knows?
He was very fast in his day, Clive Palmer.
Did you hear that crowd, though? They love me. The crowd loves me.
They
definitely thinking about running. As a matter of fact, if I do, I'll pay off all my debts through campaign donations. In the meantime, it's a win-win. It's a bonus. It's just a bonus.
This is a little embarrassing. We initially planned to have him booked at a later time, but he has called in early. Would you mind if we bring him on, former President Trump?
Wait a minute. You're not talking about Sleepy Joe. He does that all the time.
No. It's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Hello, governor.
Yes, hello, Gold Coast. I trust you received a list of approved questions we sent over.
No, sorry, Governor. We can't make any promises, but we give you credit for at least coming on to talk with us. Would you get a comment on the sexual harassment scandal facing you?
Oh, please, don't even get me started with this crap, sweetheart. They're saying all this crap about... You have no friggin' idea what I got to deal with around here in New York. These broads are parading around here in Albany, New York, with their dresses and skirts and the little outfits. And I'm Italian. I'm Italian. So what am I supposed to do? I talk with my hands, so I'm screwed right from the get-go. Okay?
Look, you're going to have to do better than that, Governor Goomba.
Well, you are digging a huge hole, Andrew.
Look, all I was doing was I was engaging in playful banter that was misinterpreted as some sort of inappropriate flirtation, okay? Mm. I mean, just yesterday, I was at my desk when in walks this hot little number, plunging neckline with some papers for me to sign. She leans over, and there they were, the most impressive set of cannoli bags I've ever seen. I'm telling you, I kid you not, I took one look at those things and I became lactose intolerant.
Are we going to leave this, please? Wow. We're going to get into trouble as well, especially what's going on here in Australia.
Yes.
So thanks, sir, and sorry for the interruption, former President Trump.
Oh, no hard feelings, Gold Coast, even though he stole all my inappropriate comment-making time. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
Later, losers.
This is Spider's 50 First Dates.
Been a lot of dates, 51st dates, trying to find inside this big buffhead some kind of...
romanticism.
Some sort of heart.
Yeah.
Some sort of care.
Yes.
Some sort of gentleness.
No, thank you.
It's like the Tin Man.
Some affection.
Something.
Some caressing.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, it's been a roller coaster, and you gave me the opportunity yesterday saying, you know what, all right, surely you've learned over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You organise your own date.
That's right. Surely, what have you learnt? You've got an artillery belt of goodness ready to whip out.
So I thought, okay. Cherie, good morning.
Good morning. This is frightening.
It is, isn't it? True. It is. We have no control over this.
We don't. We have no idea what he's about to whip out.
Okay.
But here it comes.
Yeah. Well, No, you love horses. You had them when you were growing up. Did you not?
I do, yes.
And you've always wanted another horse, haven't you? And I love horses.
Yes.
Different type of horses, but I do enjoy horses. I don't mind horses.
Oh, no, please.
So I thought put our two loves together.
I'm not riding a racehorse.
No, I didn't say you had to ride a racehorse. Joining me on the phone, joining us right now, is Neil. Good morning, Neil.
G'day, Spider. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Do you want to just explain to Cherie what our new date is?
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Cherie. Yeah, well, there's a few of us have got together and decided, as Spider said, his love of horses, so we've decided to purchase a racehorse. And our syndicate kicks off this week.
No.
But there was a special clause in the Spider's section was that he had to keep the horse when the horse is finished and retired from racing so he can take it to you as a gift to you.
How good is that?
Oh, my Lord, seriously. Spider's track record with racehorses is not great.
Hang on. Where are you keeping it?
No.
Sanctuary Cove.
Yeah. So I brought a racehorse and I thought, how good is this? Because you enjoy going to the races, Cherie.
Right.
We can go and watch the horse.
Yes.
And, Neil, how good is it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Look, we're going to have a great time with it. And the horse is apparently Australia's favourite superstar. It's going to be the next best thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, Cherie, you'll have so much fun. It's a huge horse. It's about 17 hands.
Oh,
so
that's a good
size. You can handle a big horse.
Good horse.
So you'll have two big horses.
Yeah, I love a good horse, big horse.
Well, if I can be totally honest with you, Cherie, I'm going to let a little secret out here is the fact that the horse has had a few starts before. He's actually kept it a bit quiet from you. He's the only bloke in the syndicate that hasn't told his wife about it.
You cheeky little rat bag.
Hang on.
No, I'm going to stick up for him because he said if he told you earlier, it might have put a little bit of pressure on the relationship, like this could do, horses. So he said, no, I'll keep it from Cherie, just so everyone's nice and smooth. All she'll notice is a bit extra money coming in from its winnings.
You're missing the point.
Yeah, the point is?
The point is now Cherie's got a beautiful horse.
You need to really point it out.
Yeah, that when it finishes its racing, she's
we'll
got a lovely horse to ride around.
You're sick of mowing the lawns, aren't you?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Riding a racehorse is very different.
Neil, can you say when its next start is? Because we got two tickets to the committee room to go and see it as a part of a date.
How much did it cost?
How much did you drop and how long?
He's dodged the question the whole time.
Yes. How long have you had this horse for? And Cherie, we haven't taught him any of this over the last few weeks, as you know.
What did Spider know and when did he know it and how much did it cost?
Thank you.
All I can say is we all win.
How long have you had the horse for?
until the first vet bill comes in.
Yeah. Let's wait until it's that day when it races. Hey?
Can we just recap? So basically, you have been given the task of creating a date for your wife, Cherie.
Yes.
What you've done is reverse engineered it to try and make it a good thing that you bought a horse behind her back and now she gets to go watch it lose a whole lot of money.
No, she doesn't have to bet. We can go and watch it in the committee room at the Gulf Coast Turf Club.
Who's paying the trainer?
Let's worry about that later on. Let's just...
You're
overthinking it right now.
He's undone 2 weeks. He is totally undone. We left it in your hands. A big D-minus, mate. Oh. You have failed miserably. And Cherie, if you can get hold of some horse tranquilizer.
Take it yourself, love. Honestly.
Thanks, Cherie.
Gobble it all down and it'll make all the pain go away. Righto, Spider, I'm going to get you to officially hand over the spray to Bridge.
Bridges. Spray.
I really hope this interview on Monday night with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Oh, the woke prince and princess. I really hope that this proves me wrong because I'm really happy to take responsibility when I'm wrong. Let me give you a lesson in that, Harry and Meghan. There are some things in life where you need to take responsibility of maybe I could have done that better. Maybe we could have moved away from royal duties and handled that better. Maybe we shouldn't always point to the palace or the firm, as Meghan Markle is saying on Monday night.
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
Wow, she's referring to a John Grisham novel called The Firm. It was a Tom Cruise film, and The Firm were a murderous bunch of a law firm that were very controlling.
I'm not too sure why she thinks she should take on the palace. Maybe she hasn't read the history books, but let's just say, no, history, I'll watch The Crown, I'm not sure, but let's just say, and you said it earlier, Flan, there's something a little disingenuous about this woman. Yeah. Now, this started with me, I've been on a roller coaster with Megan, the highs, the lows. I mean, here she goes from an American to go, oh, he cooked me chicken. Oh, he cooked potato, what did he do in the kitchen? Cooked me chicken. I'm like, you were playing a role. Who are you trying to be? It's a little bit like Delta Goodrum. There's just something that's just not right.
She did shift.
Now, here we have Prince Philip, Harry's grandfather, who, for all we know, could be dying in hospital, and you're on James Corden rapping the French Prince of Bel-Air at the same time. Mm. I'm not too sure what you're trying to do. Now, let's just see if you've read the room or not. So Britain is still in lockdown. There's a spike in COVID cases. People have died. Loved ones have died. People are going through depression. Businesses are closed. Jobs lost. Oh, but no! I'm sorry, I'm really hurt. I'm really hurt about the UK. Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't kidnapped into the royal family, into a life of slavery. You knew your duties when you came into this role. Mm. But no, you had to run away from it. You need to read the room. And the room says, I'm sorry, but in the UK, people have more important things to worry about than the fact that maybe you're not handling what's happening. Excuse me. If you want to run away, there's some great properties in Tasmania. Mm. Awesome. If you want to run away from paparazzi, what do? You run into it. You run into LA, into the hornet's nest, and you've got an anaphylactic reaction to it. Mm. This is what it's like. You stay away from those kind of areas. So, honestly, I just have too much to say, and I'm trying not to swear.
And we thank you for that. What about Oprah? Is she going to ask the hard questions?
I don't think she's going to ask the hard questions, and this is the issue, right? This is the issue I have with Oprah. She better, but also she's a neighbour of theirs. So, yeah, exactly right. But she better ask the hard questions because these guys are making money out of it.
Isn't her father there?
Megan Markle.
You're stirring me.
No.
Yes. Why haven't you visited your father? Now, Archwell Audio, this is a multi-million dollar podcasting deal they've made about hearing the common people stories from the common folks because we want to get the common folks' message out there. Well, really? Really? Is that right? Well, you need to shut up about your tough life because it's so tough. Really, you need to, again, read the room because if you were really worried about all these people and hearing their stories about family members dying, you wouldn't be on Oprah making a quid about being bullying. Now, trust me, the palace has held on to this information since 2018 about your conduct in the palace and how you've treated those who are beneath you, and you are going to get smacked so hard by the palace. They've just had this in their artillery belt ready to go. Now, again, please prove me wrong.
Yep, but
please, on Tuesday, I will be apologising to everyone and saying, I am so sorry. I got this girl wrong. I want to be proven wrong because I love Haz, and I think he's been...
She was doing the right thing. She was wearing Diana's bracelet.
You are just doing it to stir me on purpose. Oh, first of all, it's like you got bird poo on your shoulder. You're wearing Princess Diana's bracelet.
Oh,
now,
God.
That's a woman who really went through a really super hard time. I know because I've watched The Crown. So, just buy a farm in Tasmania, not the capital of paparazzi land. Open your eyes to true suffering. You're not awoke, princess. You're asleep.
You've been sprayed by Bridge.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show on 92.5 Triple M.